And it's John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap. As we continue to react to these strong links for Marta Zubimendi, potentially coming to Liverpool, he seems to be quite high up the list there. I'm not seeing a huge amount of him, I have to be honest, but a man who has is an old friend, Rob Palmer, who now commentates on La Liga games over in America for ESPN Plus. Rob, thanks so much for coming on the Anfield Wrap, first of all.
My absolute pleasure. You got me out of gardening, so it's a pleasure to be with you speaking football.
Well, let's talk football then, and particularly Martin Zubimendi, because, like I said, I've heard the name, and we all saw him, you know, star very much so in the Euros final, but you've seen him develop over a number of years doing your work commentating on La Liga. So how has he developed as a player, and what kind of player are Liverpool looking at the moment?
What kind of player is he? He is in that kind of gene pool of Busquets. They say in Spain that he's kind of a natural successor to Busquets. He's an alternative to Rodri. He's kind of a Declan Rice kind of player. You know, in the modern parlance, they say he's a number six. He's the kind of guy that anchors. If you're watching a game and closed your eyes and you were to stick a pin in the map of the pitch, you would put him just inside his own half, somewhere in the centre circle. He kind of plays just in front of the back four. He lets the attacking players go screaming forwards, and he kind of is the housekeeper. He stays at home, and he's got a great measure of the game. He's one of those players that you kind of see on the team sheet. They've got lots of players with Zeds in their name at Real Sociedad, and lots of players. They're the most prolific team when it comes to producing players in the whole of Europe. And they've got this kind of strong six-foot kind of Basque type of player. Mikel Merino's another one in midfield as well. And maybe for the first couple of seasons, I think he made his debut back in 18-19, you don't really notice him. And then you become aware of his presence and what he brings to the team and the balance that he's got in the team as well. And him being linked with a big club isn't new, because he's been on the radar of Barcelona for several years now, but they just haven't been able to afford him.